From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, April 18th. Coming up, the play Quantum Voyages takes the stage at the Krannert Center this weekend, blending science with art. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some severe storms tonight. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more on what we can expect to see.
An approaching cold front will trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms across central Illinois late Friday afternoon into Friday night, and there's a slight risk a few storms could become severe. Widespread, damaging severe weather is not expected today or tonight, but a strong storm or two may produce hail up to 1 inch in diameter and wind gusts to 60 miles per hour locally, especially between 6 p.m. and midnight. Additional rounds of rain and thunderstorms are expected through the weekend, with 1 to 2 inches of total rainfall possible across central Illinois by Sunday night. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
After years of vacancy, Hotel Royer in downtown Urbana has finally opened. This could be good news for Lincoln Square Mall, which is adjacent to the hotel. Mall owner James Webster says he's hoping to see some business revival after years of decline in retail. He says lately, the activity level in the mall varies.
On the weekends, there's oftentimes several events going on, and it's pretty vibrant. During the weekdays, it's less so.
Webster says new restaurants like the Lazy Daisy Diner and Cafe will be moving into the mall soon. Around 100 people gathered in Pontiac earlier this week for a town hall hosted by Robin Kelly, the Democrat representing Illinois' 2nd District. As IPM's Mary Piacenti reports, many urged her to fight President Trump's agenda.
Residents from the 2nd and 16th districts told Representative Kelly they're frustrated with the policies coming out of the White House. At the town hall at Pontiac Township High School, several asked her about the impact of Trump's tariffs and the end of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Kelly, whose district stretches downstate from Chicago to Rantoul and Danville, said she plans to keep fighting for her constituents.
I have like 4,500 farms in my district, and farming and agriculture is very, very important to the state of Illinois and very important to my district.
Betty Reince, a Pontiac native, said she was excited that Kelly was willing to take questions.
I was impressed with the answers I got, so I think it was well worth my while.
The event was held on the border of the 16th District, where Republican Congressman Darren LaHood has yet to hold a town hall. That says his party has told lawmakers to avoid holding those events in person. Mary Piacenti, IPM News.
Nearly all the staff at the Division of Blood Disorders and Public Genomics have been put on leave at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's according to experts familiar with the division's staff. The division oversees programs including ones related to sickle cell disease, a genetic blood illness that mostly impacts Black and Hispanic people in the U.S. That includes the Sickle Cell Disease Data Collection Program. It gathers information on how patients access care. Dr. Emily Meyer is a hematologist-oncologist. She says the cuts threaten the project's future.
I just think it's such a travesty that all of these years of work and expertise are just kind of thrown out the window, but it's really depressing.
She says sickle cell patients face a shortage of specialists that pushes them to seek care at emergency rooms where providers often do not know how to properly treat them. In a press release, the Department of Health and Human Services announced staffing changes across the agency are necessary to streamline its processes and save nearly $1.8 billion in taxpayer money. Still to come, the play Quantum Voyages takes the stage at Krannert Center this weekend. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 82 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 55 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and a high of 64 degrees. Northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 48 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 70 degrees. And an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review, we'll hear what's been happening in Macomb and Galesburg, including how federal immigration policies are impacting local communities and an economic resurgence happening in Macomb. Plus, in politics, we'll talk about what lawmakers have been up to in Springfield. I'm Jenna Dooley. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Imagine waking up to find yourself immersed in the quantum world, surrounded by atoms, electrons, and other particles far too small for the eye to see. This is the world of Quantum Voyages, a play that was created by scientists and artists at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda has more about the new rendition that comes with a musical twist and takes the stage at the Krannert Center this weekend.
As the stage lights dim, the audience enters into a microscopic realm of atomic landscapes. Two voyagers, Tara and Akash, emerge onto the stage and into this new world. As they embark on their journey, Sapienza, the spirit of knowledge, serves as their guide. Throughout the piece, the voyagers face a series of challenges and receive help from four physicists or quantum sages. They're also joined by a quantum ensemble, five performers that represent atoms, electrons, and other quantum particles that make up the atomic landscape.
So it's almost like an opera where you have this deus ex machina that just comes and saves the day, except these are real-life physicists in all their unique voices, sharing their wisdom and saving the day.
That's University of Illinois physics professor Smitha Wishwaswara, who first brought this subatomic world to life with U of I theater professor Latrell Bright in 2018. This week, Quantum Voyages returns with a musical twist to celebrate the International Year of Quantum Science and Technology. U of I music professor Stephen Taylor first met Wishwaswara during the pandemic, and soon after, Bright says Taylor was introduced to Quantum Voyages.
As much as we wanted music early on, I don't think we had an idea of who it would be. Stephen just kind of emerged.
Taylor has brought together a group of U of I faculty, students, and other musicians with different levels of expertise to compose for the play.
One thing that I'm really happy about with the band is that it's kind of following Latrell's idea that we should involve people from all aspects of our community. And I think that's really important and inspiring.
To mirror the journey through time, space, and the quantum, he says the band used a combination of traditional and new instruments, like the spinductor, which allows the performer to hold or wear magnets and gesture in or around the instrument to control sound. Taylor says he hopes people who see Quantum Voyages develop a curiosity about the potential of music.
You know, musically, one of my friends said once that he's convinced that we've only discovered about 5% of what's possible with sound and music. And so I hope that people come out and maybe start thinking about some of that other 95% that we can do.
Bright also wrote a spoken word piece for the play. She took fragments of text from the script, added rhythm, and rearranged it all into something new. She says working with experts across disciplines can help create unique experiences for people.
So I really appreciate that aspect of a whole bunch of people gathering together from folks who know physics or study a particular part but don't know this other part, or community people who are just happy to be in the room and learn, and how we can all shape something that is meaningful for an audience.
But she says pushing creative boundaries sometimes comes with challenges.
I mean, friction happens, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing is smooth and silky all of the time.
Despite the obstacles, she says underneath all of it is love and respect.
I don't even know if I can put into words how we work through those things, but we work through those things because ultimately everyone's goal is to tell as much truth as we can in the most beautiful way that we can.
While it's the performers and people behind the scenes who help create Quantum Voyages, Bright and her collaborators say they want everyone in the community to come away from the show feeling like it's theirs too. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Quantum Voyages takes the stage in the Colwell Playhouse at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow, Saturday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at krannertcenter.com. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Anna Koh, Mary Piacenti, Farah Yousri, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.